It is time for another round of Oh, the Humanities. We are checking in with the folks at Carolina Public Humanities, located on campus. Humanities.unc.edu is their website. They've got events and happenings all through the rest of the semester and on into the summer as well that you can check out. A lot of them public events that anyone can get involved in. Adam's Symposium for the Humanities coming up just around the corner later on this week. But we are talking today about the Zetlow Initiative, which is designed to help North Carolinians understand and appreciate the importance of democracy and voting and civic participation. Super important topics and a very critical initiative that launched in the last couple of years. The initiative funds a postdoctoral fellowship plus both undergraduates and graduate students at UNC who are working on those critical issues. And we are joined in the studio by three special guests. First of all, Kylie Seltzer, who is that previously mentioned postdoctoral fellow. Kylie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hello, Aaron. Thank you for having us.
And two of the undergraduate students whose work is being funded by the initiative, both of them first-year students, Sarah Sosin and Sophia Neary, who is from Carrboro. Sarah, Sophia, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sarah, Kylie, let me start with you. Tell us about just the program in general. You've been with it for a little less than a year and a half right now. What does it entail?
Absolutely. So, first and foremost, none of this would be possible without the generous support of Miriam and Tom Zetlow, who gifted us a $1 million donation, which has funded this entire initiative. And so we cannot say anything without saying thank you to them.
I remember the event where it was announced and everyone was just super excited about it. It was such a cool thing.
Yeah. And I will say our friend in the fundraising department at the College of Arts and Sciences still says she has never received a check, a bigger check than the $1 million that she received from the Zetlows. So thank you to them again. And, you know, the beautiful thing about being in a humanities unit and a humanities discipline is that we get to approach civic engagement from a much more holistic standpoint, right? Civic engagement, we often think about as things just like voting. Go vote, no legislators. But there's so much more dynamism when we think about what does it mean to build deep community relationships? What does it mean to know the history of a place? And what does it mean to collaborate with people in our local communities because we have a shared destiny of place, right? We are in this together whether or not we want to communicate. And so in the humanities and in this fellowship, what's been really awesome is the students, they propose a topic of social or political importance that they care about, right? This isn't a class. This is not a year-long opportunity for them to dive deeply into an issue that impacts their life in some way and or impacts our local North Carolina community. So in the fall, we thought a lot about the history of the topic and what humanistic methodologies, how they grapple with information. So things like what is theater? How does theater deal with local issues? What is archival research? How do you write about these issues? How do you communicate about these issues? And then in the springtime, each of the fellows is developing a public project that varies quite in scope. So some are working on written projects, some are working on like public facing in terms of like a website. One is working on a collaborative art project, so they vary in scope.
That's awesome. So both of you are working on your respective projects right now, right? So Sophia, tell me about yours. You're talking about the impact of the Dobbs decision on civic engagement, right?
Right. So my research follows the correlation between civic engagement and following Roe v. Wade, after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And we're going to see if the issue of abortion will be relevant within the 2024 election. And then that slowly kind of developed more into the opinions and ideas that students have on campus regarding reproductive rights. And so with my project this semester, I'm really into all things media. So I wanted to kind of hone in on my skills on media design and film especially, and create a very short documentary kind of representing the ideas on campus and also outside ideas within the triangle. Awesome. And so this semester I've been interviewing students, professors, getting some shots of campus, trying to create something that represents my research in the most nonpartisan and the most nonpartisan way as possible, which has been quite a challenge, but it's been going really great.
What have you found? What have you learned?
I've definitely learned. There was one day we spent a day out on campus. It was a day where we all were out there with our projects. We had a little booth, and my booth consisted of me holding my camera and my microphone. And a lot of people came out to me, and a lot of people are very passionate about the topic. I've definitely noticed that a lot of students on campus especially, they want to be heard. They have their voices. And I feel like this was a great opportunity for not only me to gain insight, but for also for them to share what's been on their mind.
Sarah Sosin, how about you? You're working on forever chemicals, right?
Yes. I'm looking at the relationship between social media and civic engagement, specifically relating to social media campaigns that focus on environmental activism. And I decided to focus specifically on forever chemicals, or PFAS, as we know them.
Mm. What have you been doing? What have you learned? What have you found?
So specifically relating to social media and civic engagement, I've realized that social media is kind of an it depends answer. Social media can sometimes be really beneficial, especially when we look at raising awareness, but it can easily bleed into this thing that we call passive activism, which is when people like posts and reshare instead of actually materially doing things
with
the information.
We say a thing, but we don't do a thing.
Exactly,
right? Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I've learned in relation to social media. And so originally my project was that I was going to create some sort of Instagram campaign to demonstrate these ideas. When I was doing a preliminary survey and looking at the survey results a couple weeks ago, I realized that a lot of people actually don't know what PFAS are at all. Mm-hmm. And so talking to my faculty mentor, I've decided to go on a slightly different route where I'm creating educational material to bring this information into the classroom here at UNC.
Do you have any issues with that particular issue with like disinformation, misinformation? Because that's one where I haven't seen too much of that, but it's everywhere in social media. So how do you engage with that?
Absolutely. I think disinformation and misinformation are a huge problem nowadays. But I think that real information usually counters that very well. We see a lot of people pushing back against misinformation, especially in the post-COVID era, which is something I really appreciate online.
Speaking with Sarah Sosin and Sophia Neary, both first-year students and Zetlow Fellows. This is part of the Zetlow Initiative through Carolina Public Humanities on campus. How did the two of you get into the program in the first place?
It was in an email the summer before I started UNC.
Okay.
And I guess it would be the same for Sarah, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I saw it in the political science department newsletter.
Nice.
It looked really interesting. I've always been very passionate about civic engagement. So I applied and got an interview and then got
cool.
The fellowship.
And then Kylie Seltzer, who's the postdoctoral fellow, tell us your story. How did you get into this particular position?
Aaron, that's such a funny question because I happen to live in North Carolina before I got the position. I did my PhD at the University of Pittsburgh. I graduated in 2020, which was the worst time to ever finish a PhD in the humanities.
2008.
Oh, okay. Well, we can compare misery and trauma notes. That's fine. And so I worked for 3 years at a social and racial justice focused consulting firm. So my research is on critical whiteness studies and how that overlaps with architectural history. I'm trained as an architectural historian.
Nice.
And so in that role for those 3 years, I was doing quite a bit of strategic thinking and, analyzing different programs like nonprofit programs, but also, how equitably are foundations gifting to Black-led and Black-serving nonprofits? What capacity building resources do Black-led and Black-serving different organizations in the Southwestern PA region, what do they have access to? How are we ensuring that community members' voices are being heard and that their expertise is being appreciated and that it's being activated? And so my husband and I, he's from Albemarle, North Carolina, outside of Charlotte. We happen to live here, and one of my advisors sent me the postdoc, and it was truly fate. My understanding is they did a national search, and I was the cheapest date, right? They didn't have to pay for me to fly down here. I drove my 25 minutes from Morrisville at the time, and now we're in Durham, and that's how I'm here.
That's fantastic. Speaking with Kylie Seltzer, also Sarah Sosin and Sophia Neary here in the studio, all from the Zetlow Initiative, which, Kylie, you've been with the program now for a year and a half. tangibly, what impacts have you seen it have either on students or just on the campus community or in the community at large?
Great question. So first, we have these eight fellows, and each of them have been such a gift to watch them grow and change and adapt and be curious and fine-tune their own tools. I will say, you know, they were a bit modest about how they got this fellowship because it was the height of summer. It was July when we recruited, and we still had like 55 applicants. And so they rose to the top. The other fellows are at different ages in school. There are only two first years, and them even opting to come and be on the radio with us just demonstrates their bravery and their willingness to put themselves out there. So I will take a moment to pause and acknowledge we also have this other what we call track of the Zetlow Initiative, which is the Democracy Graham Challenge. And what that has been is a short-term training opportunity where teams of undergraduates create content around civic engagement and again, community interests, right? Not just voting, right? What is our history? How do we work together? And one of the most tangible takeaways from that is that, you know, over a it was about 3-week period, we had about a dozen or so social media posts. These students reached 12,000 people in North Carolina about North Carolinian issues. And that has been something that, again, we are constantly grappling with, as Sarah mentioned, the dissemination of misinformation and how to combat that, while also acknowledging the reality that when people post things and their community will see them, right? The algorithm will show it to their community. And so I know the Zetlows in particular envision a really powerful social media component that we're still honing, right? This is still new. 12 or 14 months is not a lot of time to build something brand new, but we see so much potential for increased outreach outside of Chapel Hill and throughout North Carolina in particular through social media.
Speaking with Sarah Sosin, Sophia Neary, and Kylie Seltzer, talking about the Zetlow Initiative, we've got to wrap up. Sarah and Sophia, what is next for you and your project? You got a little bit of time left in the semester. What are your next steps?
For me personally, I'm going to be editing. I got a lot of shots this weekend, so now I'm just going to try to find some like news archival footage and work on editing and finishing up some interviews.
And Sarah?
I'm actually planning on carrying on this research component and project component into the summer, especially with my Instagram campaign. Mm. I had a couple setbacks with that, so I'm starting it this week, and it's going to keep running through the summer. But as for the educational material, that's going to be a lot of Canvas modules that I'm going to be working on.
Awesome. And then Kylie, last word, what else should folks know about the Zetlow Initiative that we haven't mentioned?
That this is just the beginning, that Carolina Public Humanities finds itself in a moment, a ripe moment of building partnerships throughout the state. Again, we are going through a leadership transition. Our fearless leader, Lloyd Kramer, is retiring, which I know his wife is grateful for, but we feel with mixed feelings. And so in this moment of a different leadership change and new approaches, and even again, the next year of fellows, we are really thinking very critically about how to strengthen the bonds we have across the state and to build new ones. And so, you know, folks throughout Chapel Hill and in Orange County, please reach out if you are interested in partnering with us. But also throughout the state, we are very open to what a partnership can look like. We want to ensure that it's beneficial for everyone, and we're eager to learn from you. We just value expertise from those across North Carolina.
Humanities.unc.edu is the website. Go there and find out more about Carolina Public Humanities, including the Zetlow Initiative and a whole lot more. That Adams Symposium is coming up this weekend as well. Kylie Seltzer, Sarah Sosin, Sophia Neary, thank you both, all three of you, so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.